back here on this Wednesday morning. I'm Sam Speck, happy to have you with us live from our KGGF studios here in Coffeyville. We are joined by the director of the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce, Candy Westbrook. Candy, welcome back.
Good morning.
Good to have you in here. It's our first time speaking with you since the Thanksgiving holiday, so
I know.
We'll check in with that. How was it? Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
It was good. It was really good, yeah.
Was it spent here? Did you have to do the cooking, or did you go elsewhere?
Well, it was at my house, so yes, we had about 22 people there, I think.
Oh, wow.
But I didn't have to do all the cooking, thankfully.
Oh, so everybody kind of brought their own dish.
Everybody brought some stuff, and we did a few things there. So.
Oh, good stuff, good
stuff. It was nice, yeah. I enjoyed the break.
Very cool, very cool. Did the kiddos, everything like that, and enjoy it and things like that? So good, just good weekend.
They just like being home from school, you know?
Oh, yeah, of course. They got time off from school. Exactly, exactly. Well, again, it is director of the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce, Candy Westbrook, here this morning, speaking on after the CNN meeting that took place this morning, which was over at Coffeyville Friends of Animals, right?
That's right. That's right. So, Friends of Animals, a.k.a. The Shelter, and they've been around since, well, back in the day, they were the City Pound, and then after the flood, they kind of took it over and became a shelter in 2010. They've been out their location and doing really well. Constantly got a flow of animals coming in and out, but lots of great adoptions. In fact, you know, they now have 3 workers and then tons of volunteers and a great board that just kind of keep them going all the time. But it was funny today because we had lots of announcements from different businesses and individuals, and at least 4 of them gave a shout out to the shelter because they had adopted animals there. So.
Wow.
So it definitely works. They're definitely a good part of our community. They do have some great events coming up. Brad gave us a lowdown on a few things, but December 9th is their Christmas open house and donation drive. And so you can come in and just check out the animals and say hi, and then they'll be taking donations. People always ask, kind of like, what do I donate? What do they need out there? You know, so obviously cash donations are great to kind of keep them afloat. But then also there's some different things like blankets and towels, large biscuits, dog food, cat food, always a need. Chew toys, you forget about those little things like that. So just all the little things that the animals need. You can drop those off anytime. They are closed Christmas Day, though. So, and then the next big thing, it's always fun. It's their annual chili bowl feed. And it'll be February 2nd this year, and it'll be over at Community State Bank this year. It's a carryout only, so you just pre-order, stop in, pick up all your chili, and get to go home and not have to worry about cooking that night. So
nice. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, so it's a great. So that'll be a great fundraiser and fun time for them. And so yeah, I mean they were excited to have us, and I think he said that they have given out adopted 200. Animals so far this year.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, Becky always checks in with us on Thursdays
at
the shelter update,
mm-hmm.
and she always, lets our listeners know what they have to adopt, but she always starts with the good news of who was adopted.
Yeah.
And I swear it's always at least 2, maybe 3, even a handful sometimes of animals that are adopted on a weekly basis. So.
I know. It is crazy how many that come in and out. So, but I'm glad that they keep doing that and keep getting them adopted, and so that we don't just have, you know, animals running around and or put down. So
yeah, well,
awesome.
And out here I've learned as well, it's easy to you know, have your cat escape outside for sometimes just 20 minutes and come home with a couple families of cats, you know, and it's just very easy to have that happen.
Uh-huh.
So they are high promoters of getting the cats fixed. And then also when the cats don't have a home, they take care of them over there at the shelter. So they do good.
It was great today. So some other things going on. So Anne Marie from Liebert Brothers, Friday and Saturday is often a challenging day for some of our local businesses because everybody wants to go out to the big places for Black Friday. But a couple different stores in town told me that they had great sales both on Friday and on Saturday for the Small Business Saturday. So thank you to our community for just supporting our local businesses. So that was awesome. She also gave us an announcement. The match day that they had recently for the Community Area Foundation, $106,000 was raised.
Wow.
So a good chunk of change, all of it going right back into our community. So that was awesome. They're still finalizing a few details, but about that much.
Way
so.
To go, Coffeyville.
I know. That's awesome. And then she also talked about what you just mentioned today on the news, but just the 3 awards last night given out. That was wonderful to see our community and just people in our city just helping out. So that was great. She also wanted to give a shout out to just all the city workers, the fire department, the police department, everybody. A lot of sometimes crazy stuff goes on behind the scenes that we as individuals don't get to see or appreciate, I guess, sometimes. So this past weekend, first of all, they had a big water leak break right during Thanksgiving, which is not the best time to be. You know, you got family and you're cooking. And so they did an all call and they had all kinds of, you know, the water department, electric department, police, everybody trying to help out with that water main to help our citizens. So, you know, we don't, like I said, we don't see that and appreciate it sometimes, but they're giving up their time and family to help us out. And then, of course, there was the two fires. So, you know, again, all kinds of people jumped in to help with that. So just a shout out to our city. Yeah,
you got to love to see the community bind behind. I mean, starting with the match day numbers, that's one way to go with it. And then just such unfortunate events happen at such a great, giving, loving time of the year. Of course, it happens on Thanksgiving. Well, actually, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, you know, that water line breaks and then they're up all night. So, yeah, huge shout out to all the workers, the fire department, first responders. And then again, to Coffeyville in general. I mean, you got to pat yourselves on the back as a community to rally up and get that done.
Exactly. That's awesome. So thank you. Daryl Harbaugh from USD 445, December 13th, mark your calendars, there's going to be a community meeting to talk about the facilities for the school. The bond didn't pass, and so now they're kind of looking at Plan B and what do they need to do to make sure that our facilities meet our kids' needs. They're old buildings, and takes a lot to keep them up to date. So that'll be starting at 6 o'clock, and you can go out to the website to find out more information on that. Then also from the Midland Theater, he just wanted to say, hey, everybody that's coming down for the Christmas parade next weekend, the Midland Theater will be giving away hot chocolate right in front of their building. So hey, that's kind of cool.
Put that on the map.
That's right. Doug Munn from Grace Fellowship, they have their movie night this Friday at 7 p.m. Playing Joseph and the Prince of Dreams. And Doug was one of those that gave a shout out to the shelter. He had adopted a dog too. So, like I said, lots of good people adopted.
I love that, you know, because as much as buying a cute little puppy from, you know, a breeder or whatever it may be, you know, going and adopting from the shelter is huge, you know. Mm-hmm. First of all, for that dog that you don't know, or cat, whatever it may be, you have no idea the life that they could have experienced before that. And just to have a home, because if you're going to put that time and effort and love into a little puppy, you could, of course, put that into a dog that definitely deserves it. You know, I'm not saying puppies don't, but puppies deserve all the love.
And they have puppies there, too, so you just never know what you're going to end up getting.
Exactly. So great stuff.
Exactly. Jamie Grant from Coffeyville Rec, the deadline this Friday for two different things, the second session basketball signups, and then the design your own ornament. They always do that every year. It's a lot of fun. That's on December 4th, but you need to sign up by this Friday for that. A few other just quick things. So Joe Brooks, our wonderful Joe Brooks from Salvation Army, also adopted a dog, and dogs must really love him, because the dog that was there today at the shelter, like, plastered himself against Joe.
Joe's just a good guy in general.
Exactly.
You know, he is. I don't doubt
that. And animals
can
sense
your
character. They can. So, but bell ringing has started, and it's going well. Lots of groups are jumping in to help out so far. You can still sign up, though, to help out and be a bell ringer. And, gosh, if nothing else, I mean, you're helping the Salvation Army, you're helping our community, but again, Joe's such a good guy, why not help him out, you know? So
yeah, and he's very understanding, you know, us here at the station.
Flexible.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it flexible is a perfect word to use. It's not like, you know, I'm going to volunteer and I get a set schedule of when I have to go out that might constrict with my time, might constrict with my work. And no, Joe's like, if you're going to volunteer, you tell me when it's going to work for you.
He'll
when can you
work.
Go out and help out the community? So.
Exactly. Michaela Swindell from Simply Southern. So, again, great support on Friday and Saturday. Thank you to the Coffeyville community. She said they had a lot of traffic, and so that was awesome. They got a lot of sales going on right now because it's December. Every day you see someplace in town having a sale, which is great. Sandals and their whitening toothpaste is on sale. And then this is my favorite. If you've ever been in there, they always have these unique graphic T-shirts. All kinds of crazy sayings. I bought one the other day. If you got a kiddo out there, then you'll know what I'm talking about. But it was, it says Mommy Shark.
The Jaws theme song.
Yes.
You know?
So anyway, they've always got unique, cute shirts out. And every Tuesday until Christmas, they're on sale.
Oh, wow.
So Tuesday t-shirt day.
What a change. You know, I was making that comparison that Black Friday used to kind of be your last chance at holiday season deals, and now it's a door opening into a full month of discounts and shopping, and I mean, the whole month of December is now aimed at Christmas shopping.
Which is good. I mean, because some people start early, some people wait to the last minute. I mean, there's just a variety of shoppers.
Yeah, my mom shops for 365 for Christmas presents, I'll tell you that. Happens all year round.
That is awesome. So, well, and there are also a lot of places just like Michaela's, they also give out prizes, you know, drawings. So they want you to keep coming back and spending money, and then they'll put you in drawings and have all kinds of contests. So that's fun too. They also do gift wrapping. So for those out there that say, like me, I'm horrible. They never come out looking like a box. I don't know. But they'll do it for you and make it look nice and, good thing to take advantage of.
Yeah, I've gotten it down. I've gotten it down now, but I once wrapped a present so poorly that it unwrapped itself before the person actually got to it. Like, the tape came undone, and I mean, it was awful.
Oh, my goodness.
It was kind of good for the surprise, though, because it wasn't like it opened it up beforehand. Mm-hmm. It was right when they were trying to open it up. It just kind of fell to pieces, so it almost worked out to my advantage, but it was bad. It was bad.
I've got a mother-in-law that ships presents to us, and she'll even put ribbon on the side. For us to put on top of it after we take it out of the box. Like, you know, here, I'm even going to have you decorate it after you take it out of the shipping box. So.
Oh, those are always the best boxes, getting it from grandma, grandpa, or mom and dad, whatever it may be. Jeez, they send whatever they can fit in that box, I'll tell you what. I love it, though. It's always a mystery.
It is. A fun thing coming up. December 4th is the... now I'm just drawing a blank on the name of it, but it's the home tour. Heritage Homes does it every year, holiday home tour. And you go to, they've got 5 different homes that they've got all beautifully decorated out, and each home has a different activity or food or games. They're going to have a little elf scavenger hunt, so each house is going to have an elf hidden, and you have to find it and for the kiddos. So, and then every place that you go to, if you take a picture and tag Heritage Homes, they're donating money back to the Salvation Army that day. Wow. So that's kind of fun. But
cool. Now, the home tours, is it you come into these homes for what they have set up, or is it kind of to observe the home and like the interior and such, or is it for what they have set up inside?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, it's most of these houses are homes that they are up for sale, so they decorate them out for the holidays just so you can kind of see what it looks like and see what it, they just go all out. They make them really beautiful. But I think there might be some that actually have some people in them. I can't remember. But they've got on their Facebook page the details, like the addresses of all the places, the times, and just kind of Joe Burks is going to be singing at one of them.
Oh, there you go. Nice. Very cool. Yeah, I swear, I can never, you know, I can never trust myself staying just an hour, and like whether it's an open house or I swear like an American Furniture Warehouse or something, you know, I'll go in there and I'll just poke around. Oh, I love this living room, you know, love this bedroom, and spend way, way too much time in places
about,
like that.
I could do this.
Exactly.
I could
like
do that.
When they have model open houses for a new neighborhood or something.
Oh,
I know, I spend way too much time inside those places.
I love that. So just the last few things is just we're gearing up. The Chamber's getting ready for our annual Christmas parade. That will be next Friday. Lots of entries this year. It should be a lot of fun. Of course, we've got Santa and chocolate milk. Hot cocoa. Sorry. Hot cocoa and Santa.
You wait long enough, it could be chocolate milk.
It could be chocolate milk, yes. So, but he'll be kicking it off in the Chamber. Kiddos can see him, and then we'll start the parade. And of course, at the end of the parade, we'll have the winning ticket number for all the Christmas bucks giveaway that we're doing. So make sure you're there, because if you are present and you have the winning ticket, you get a bonus $1,000.
Wow!
So $2,000 total, a lot of great money. One thing though, we do need some help with. If there's any groups, clubs, or individuals out there that want to help volunteer, we need help with setting up, lining up all the people. So all the parade entries, it takes an army to get them all lined up and ready to go. And
some serious organizational skills,
I can imagine. Yeah, and there's not too many of us. It's a small staff at the Chamber, so we can't be at all the blocks.
Yeah, you had mentioned a good handful of entries. Is it still open to get in, or is it...
Well, it is. We had it closed. It was closed last week, but we're still taking, you know, if somebody can squeeze in, we'll still take them for the next couple of days. So, yeah, if you want to be in the entry, the more the merrier. We want it to be fun. We want everybody to enjoy it. So
great stuff. Now, you said they had those festivities. What is the actual time the parade steps off, though?
It actually starts at 6 o'clock. We'll start doing lineup about 5:30, get everybody ready to go, and then we'll get on. And it takes about an hour. It's not too long of a parade. So
cool. Does it just kind of swivel through the downtown area, or does it kind of kick over here
It's mostly the downtown area, up and down 8th and 9th Streets, kind of the biggest. But we'll have a map, and we'll publicize it the day before on Facebook, so everybody kind of knows where they can line up and stuff. So
very cool. Very cool.
So, but yeah, make sure between now and then you stop at all those stores, get your Christmas tickets. All it takes is $10, and you get a ticket, and you might be the winner. So go out and shop local and help out with that. So, and then just the last thing is we just want to say congrats again to the volleyball champions, 2 times champs. That's a history in the making, and we just want to say thanks to our community for supporting them, and go Ravens.
Yeah, go Ravens. I'll tell you what, you know, moving down here, I always talk to my friends, you know, and they're like, man, you went from Denver to Little Coffeeville, you know, whatever it may be. And it's like, man, I'll tell you what, the CCC has got some athletes down here.
They do.
They've got some great great academics to them as well, great programs on the tech side of things. Amberly is a student over there. She talks highly about the teachers on a daily basis. And it's like, you'd be surprised what this little old town of Coffeeville can pull out, especially from CCC and just the town in general. So,
yeah, it's
again,
awesome.
That is Director of the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce, Candy Westbrook, here on this Wednesday morning. Candy, we'll check with you next Wednesday.
Okay, thank you.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.